You are watching On Demand. Please do not try to vote or enter any competition or other interactivity in this programme, as it may not count and you may still be charged.
There's £10,000 for the taking, but only if someone can coax this precious jackpot counter into the win zone. Will anyone succeed today? Let's find out on Tipping Point. Hello and welcome to Tipping Point. Let's meet the four players, all hoping to win thousands today.
I'm Andy, a sign language support worker from West Yorkshire.
I'm Emma, a retail manager from Surrey.
I'm Messer, a firefighter from the West Midlands.
I'm Tina, a singer from Leicester.
Good luck to all of you. Let's play Tipping Points. In round one, you each start with three counters. Questions are on the buzzer. If you buzz in and give me a correct answer, you have a choice to make. You can either choose to play one of your counters into our machine, or if you think the machine's not quite ready to pay out yet, you can get one of your opponents to play one of theirs instead. Most of the counters you get out of the machine will be worth £50 to your score. That includes our mystery counters, which, of course, come with a bonus prize. But also nestled in the machine, we have two double counters. If one of those falls for you, it will double the entire value of your drop. As always, the person with the lowest score at the end of this round will be eliminated from the game with absolutely nothing. So keep your eyes on the double counters because they could make all the difference. Everybody ready?
Yes.
Hands on your buzzers. Here comes your first question. Painted between 1503 and 1506, Da Vinci's famous painting is known as the Mona what? Messer.
Lisa.
Yes, it is. The Mona Lisa. Messer, would you like to play or pass?
I think I'll pass it for now, to be honest.
Who are you going to pass to?
I might pass it to lovely Tina here.
Tina!
Beautiful!
That's how generous he's being today, Tina. Right, then.
Thanks, Messer.
All right.
Tina, have a good look at the machine. What do you reckon? Where would you like to play first?
I might try Drop Zone 2, please, Ben.
OK, let's load up Drop Zone 2 for Tina. That mystery counter, can we get that out? That'd be a nice way to start, wouldn't it?
That'd be good.
Put it down.
Nicely down, come on. Be kind.
Yeah, there's a couple. Oh, could be going.
Come on.
Yes! Messer, if you're ready, he will.
Say, I don't give you nothing.
Three counters across the tipping points. It's £150. We can take that from the machine and put it into your bank, Tina, so you're off the mark with £150. And you've got a mystery prize as well. You've won a family ticket to the National Sea Life Centre, Birmingham, and a stay at the Ibis Birmingham Hotel.
Oh, great.
Very nice.
You can come and see me now as well.
Yeah.
It's worked out beautiful.
That's great. Thank you.
OK, next question. On winning the 2014 US Grand Prix, who broke the record for the most F1 wins for a British driver? Messer.
Lewis Hamilton.
Yes, it was Lewis Hamilton. Now, do you fancy having a go yet?
Oh.
Are you going to pass again?
Yeah, you know what? I think I will have a go.
OK, where are you going to go?
I'll go Drop Zone 3, please.
All right, line up Drop Zone 3 for Messer, please. Oh, it's a quick drop. Very clean.
That's how I roll.
That's how that rolls. Oh,
good
got
one.
It.
That should be good.
Oh, it is. Very nice.
Okay.
Great drop, that, Messer.
Yeah, Ian.
Six across the tipping point, Messer. Very nice start. £300. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. £300, you've got two counters left to play. Next question. In the New Testament, what name is given to the last battle between good and evil before the Day of Judgment? Messer.
Armageddon.
Yes, it is. Do you want to play or pass?
I think I'll try Drop Zone 3 again, please.
OK,
Ben.
Light up Drop Zone 3, please. Bounce your drop is almost in slow motion. Got another couple across.
Come on.
Coming straight for that little
group.
Another five as well, Messer. It's all going very nicely. £250 across the tipping points. Let's take it from the machine, put it into your bank. That puts you on £550. You've got one counter left to play. Next question. Which former EastEnders and Carry On actress was born with the name Tina?
Barbara Windsor?
Barbara Ann Deeks. Yes, indeed. The answer was Barbara Windsor. Well done, Tina. Would you like to play or pass?
I'd like to play, I think, please, Ben.
OK, where are you going to go?
Drop Zone 4, please.
All right, light up Drop Zone 4, please. the edge. Is that where you wanted it?
Well, more or less, yeah, but I think it's not yet.
Oh,
oh, go, go, go.
One hanging, that'll go for you.
Hello, thank you.
Very nice, Tina. Seven across the tipping point. £350 with that drop. Let's take it from the machine, put it into your bank. That puts you up on £500. You've got a count left to play, just £50 behind Messer. Next question. In chemistry, the process of evaporation involves a liquid changing into what state of matter? Emma?
Gas.
Yes, indeed. Would you like to play or pass?
I think I'd like to play drop zone three, please.
All right, let's light up drop zone three for Emma. Steady drop. Lots of bounces. What do you reckon, huh?
That's the side I wanted it.
OK, that's good then. Let's get it flat.
Flat, seem OK.
Yeah, OK. Going to shove that double a bit closer as well. And there's three across the tipping point. Very nice. It's £150. It's a good start, Emma. Let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank so you have £150. You've got two counters left. Next question. Goatee, soul patch and Messer.
Beards.
And chin strap are all styles of which facial hair feature? They are all beards, apparently, Messer. Do you want to play or pass?
Yeah, I'll go for drop zone three, please.
OK. Drop zone three for Messer. Double. Is he going to get anywhere near it?
No.
Is he going to split them?
Come on, you beaut.
Oh, nothing. Lucky. Two nice drops with your first two.
That's where the cookie bounces.
Nothing on your third. So your last count has gone into the machine. You have got £550 for the time being you're out of the round. So just Andy, Emma and Tina left in. Next question. Which season of the year comes immediately after spring? Tina.
Summer.
Yes. Would you like to play or pass, Tina?
I'll play, please, Ben.
Where are you going?
Drop zone three, please.
Right up, drop zone three. Oh, settle down. Finish on that one.
That was a hectic one. Come on. Nice.
Oh, could be good.
Be
good
nice,
work.
Be nice. Something. Oh. Oh.
There you go.
That's good.
You've got two more across the tipping point. That's £100. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. So that puts you on £600. You two, like Messer, have used all three counters, though, so for the time being, you're out of the round.
Thanks.
So just Emma and Andy left in. Here we go. Which theme park in Staffordshire has rides including Nemesis and Rita? Andy.
Alton Towers.
Yes!
Yes, got well in there.
Now, would you like to have a go or would you like to pass?
I would like a go, yes. I'm going to go for drop zone one, please.
OK, load up drop zone one, please. What's drop zone one got for you here, Andy? Down.
Push some of them over.
You got something in the corner over, maybe? Yeah, OK.
Go on. Keep going.
Yes, three across the tipping point. £150 for your first drop. That draws you level with Emma. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. So £150 for both of you. Both got two counters left. Next question for Andy and Emma. Which US singer-songwriter's 1989... was the fastest-selling album by a female of 2014? Andy.
Whitney Houston?
It's not Whitney Houston, it's Taylor Swift.
Right.
So I have to take a counter from you. That's going into the penalty pot. You're down to your last counter now, Andy. You need to use it very carefully. Next question. The poet Robert Burns was born in which country, Emma?
Scotland.
Of the UK. Yes, it was Scotland, Emma. Well done. Would you like to play or pass?
I'd like to play drop zone three again, please.
Right, load up drop zone three, please. Drop balls coming for the double
that's
as well.
Good. Looks good.
Eight counters draws you level with Messer. Can you get four with that double? Would be handy.
Oh,
Emma. So nothing for your second counter. You stay like Andy on £150. Both of you have one counter left. Next question. How many valves does a modern trumpet have? Andy.
Three.
Yes. Well done. Okay. Do you want to play or pass?
I would like to go for drop zone three, please, Ben.
OK, this is your last one, Andy. Light up drop zone three, please. Get down, get down. What do you reckon, Andy?
It needs to go flat, doesn't it?
Oh, it does need to be flat.
It needs to go flat.
Oh, it is.
You got it.
It's flat. You're good.
Now then.
I want you to push them over.
You need a bit of help here. Decent natural. Yeah.
Come on.
Oh, this could be good.
Wow. Well.
Is it going to go?
Is it
going
to go?
Oh, yes!
Double counter.
Good.
Dave.
Thank you.
Slid in. 8 counters across the tipping point. Right. £400. But you managed to get that double as well. It doubles the entire value of your drop, so we can give you another £400. And with that one drop, you storm into the lead. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. That leaves you on £950. Very well done. I'm afraid you have used all 3 counters, though, so for the time being, you're out of the round. Emma, just you left in because it's just you. You don't need to use your buzzer. You need to do it in the allotted time as well, so if you're not sure, it's worth trying to have a guess.
Yeah, OK.
Emma, the material shearling comes from the fleece of which animal?
Sheep.
Yes, it is a sheep. Well done, Emma. Okay. So, your last counter goes in the machine, but where are you going to put it?
I'm going to go for drop zone 3. There's a cluster on the edge still, so I'm going to go for that.
OK, line up drop zone 3, please. 8 counters is what we need.
Yeah.
Is your level with
Messer?
Don't do it.
Oh, there you go.
It's in the right
place.
Side,
yeah.
Can we get something over that shelf? It's flat.
It's flat.
What do you reckon, Emma?
Who knows? Hope for the best.
Oh! If that top silver counter had moved, that would have gone, but it's just holding them all in place.
Yeah.
It was bang on target as well, wasn't it? So nothing more to add, I'm afraid. You stay on £150. So as things stand, Andy is leading on £950. From Tina on £600, Messer on £550, Emma has £150. But it's not over. There is one counter in the penalty pot up for grabs as I ask one more question. If you buzz in and give me the correct answer to this question, you put this counter into the machine. If you buzz in and give me the wrong answer, you will be frozen out. Good luck, everybody. Here comes your penalty pot question. A florist is someone who arranges... Emma.
Oh, flowers.
And sells what items? Yes. Super fast on
that
one. This is your last chance now,
okay.
Emma. Still looking for 8 counters to draw level with Messer.
Yeah, I'll stick with my old faithful, drop zone 3.
OK, load up drop zone 3, please.
's
in the right place.
That's a good one.
Needs a bit of lateral, maybe.
Over.
There's a 1. Oh. Is there 8 there
push.
For you?
Push.
Oh, no! Oh, Emma, that's so cruel. But they're just not going to drop for you, I'm afraid. So the scores stay as they were. Andy is leading on £950, from Tina on £600, Messer on £550. Emma, I'm afraid that means with £150 we have found your tipping point. Thanks for playing.
Thank you for having me.
So join us after the break to see which of today's 3 remaining players will win through to our head-to-head and a shot at our £10,000 jackpot. See you in a bit. Welcome back to Tipping Point, where Andy, Messer and Tina have all survived to play round 2. In this round, they'll each have 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. As before, any counters that come out are worth £50, with the exception, of course, of the bonus double counter. There's one left in the machine. The player with the lowest score at the end of the round will leave the game with absolutely nothing. So, Andy, after that fabulous drop with the double, you are our leader, so it's your choice. Would you like to go first or would you like to pass?
Looking at all these counters that are hanging on that edge there,
yeah.
I've decided I'm going to go first.
You're going to go for it?
Yes,
let's see if we can get hold of them. All right, then. Yeah. 30 seconds for you. Every time you give me a correct answer, I'll give you another counter to put into the machine. If you don't know the answer, just say pass and move on. Okay. Ready? Yeah. Time starts now. The Muppet character, Kermit the Frog, is primarily what colour?
Green.
Correct. Postcodes in and around which British city begin with the letters N-E?
Newcastle.
Correct. The Hurlingham rules were drawn up in 1874 to govern which sport?
Boxing.
Polo. The US manufacturer Pontiac was famous for making what mode of transport?
Cars.
Correct. According to the proverb, good fences make good what?
Pass.
Neighbours. Which British author wrote the 2001 book Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them?
Pass.
J.K. Rowling. The classical composers Mozart and Beethoven were born in which century?
1800s.
It was the 1700s.
Right.
18th century. Andy, you got 3 right.
Thank you.
So 3 counters to try and dislodge that lot on the tipping point.
I'm going to go for drop zone 3.
OK, light up drop zone 3, please. 8. Well, that looks good. Do you like that one?
I'm hoping that'll push them over.
Should get that silver one over at least, yeah. There you go.
Right. Keep going.
Get at them. That's a few. Yes.
Well done, mate.
Thank you.
Andy, five with your first drop. Very nice. £250. Two more to put in.
I want to go drop zone four this time, please.
OK, light up drop zone four, please. Left-hand side would be nice, wouldn't
it? Yeah, left-hand side.
There you go.
Oh, I've just better won it. Want it to go flat. Go flat.
It is, yeah. You've got it nice and flat, too. So, could attack that cluster from the other side if you get something over here.
Push it.
Yep.
Well, them as well.
Yeah.
Good job.
Oh, very nice. Andy, another six across the tipping point. Another £300. £550 what you've got. You've got one more to put in. Where are you going to go now?
Right. Drop zone one, please, Ben.
OK. Line up drop zone one for Andy, please. Let me add to your 550, Andy. Put it down. It's flat.
Come on. Push them over.
And nice little drop there. It's one on the edge. You might just nudge over. Yeah.
Oh.
Another three.
Thank you.
Good work, Andy. £150. Go straight in. Andy, let's take that 700 quid and put it into your bank. You finish up on £1,650. Well done.
Thank you very much.
So, Tina, you're in second place. It's your choice now. You can, if you want, play next, or you could put Messer into play.
I think I might pass, actually.
OK, so, Messer, you're in play. Yeah. 30 seconds for Messer, please. Time starts now. In astronomy, the term lunar refers to which...
Moon.
Correct. Koalas and kangaroos both belong to which group of mammals whose name means pouch?
Marsupials.
Correct. Guadeloupe is a group of islands in the Caribbean belonging to which European country?
Pass.
France. What type of dance takes its name from the Spanish word for sauce?
Salsa.
Correct. Who replaced Edward Heath as leader of the Conservative Party in 1975?
Pass.
Margaret Thatcher. Singer Yusuf Islam was formerly known by what stage name?
Pass.
Cat Stevens. In standard chess notation, which piece is represented by a picture of a horse's head?
Bishop.
The knight.
The knight.
The knight.
Of course, yeah, of course.
OK, Messi, you got three right.
Yeah.
So you got three counters.
Right.
It's looking a bit sparse. Where are you going to get them from?
I tell you what, I'm going to go drop zone one.
OK, load up drop zone one, please. Yep, you got it out.
Sure.
Can we get some across?
Come on.
Oh, no, they're really close as well. Oh, just keep an eye on them. They look like they're staying there, don't they?
Going nowhere, are
they? Okay. OK, two to go.
Well, I've done that, so I'll stick with drop zone one, please.
OK, load up drop zone one for us, please. Try and get it in there. And get them over the edge.
Slow down.
Oh, there's a drop down there. Three.
One.
There's a few there. The mystery's gone
one
over.
One.
Oh, nice. So that's two four. And another drop here. One. These will be yours too. I'm not sure they're going to get to the edge though, are they?
No.
Four across the tipping point, so that's £200. Mm. So that has now put you £150 ahead of Tina. You've got one more to put in.
OK, I'm going to stick with drop zone one.
OK, fire up drop zone one. There you go.
It's gone flat.
Come on, then.
That just needs to send them over.
Oh,
nice.
Good one.
On.
What do you got here now, machine?
Oh, I'll get extra for that one.
Messer, that's another five across the tipping point, so another £250. £450. Well done. Let's take it from the machine, put it into your bank. That takes you up to £1,000.
Thank you.
OK, Tina, we come to you. You've got 30 seconds to answer as many as you can. The time starts now. The Pictures is another name for which entertainment venue?
Cinema.
Correct. Pease Porter is a white wine produced in the Moselle region of which European country?
Germany.
Correct. Born in 1473, what was the first name of the astronomer Copernicus?
Pass.
Nicholas. Plimsolls are an item of clothing most commonly worn on which part of the body?
Feet.
Correct. In 1986, Sarah Ferguson married which member of the royal family?
Prince Andrew.
Correct. In Scottish folklore, a Kelpie usually took the form of which animal?
Pass.
A horse. Olympic athlete Jessica Ennis-Hill features in a TV advert to which high street bank? Santander. Tina, four correct answers. Four counters.
Thank you.
Where should we start?
I'm going to go with drop zone two and hopefully it will go to the left.
OK, fire up drop zone two, please. Only the second time you've used it.
Come on, be kind.
Not great for that cluster, but you could
not
bring the double into play.
Near the double, yeah.
Got some over as well.
One's good. Come on, inch those over. Yep. Oh! Mm.
So, they're hanging nicely across the tipping point, but they're not going to drop just yet, Tina. You've got three more.
Not. So, I'm going to go with drop zone two again, please.
OK, light up drop zone two, please.
Hope they give them a swift push over the end. That double's looking good. I need that.
Still looking for eight to draw level. That side again. Is that too far over, though?
They're going to fill that hole, I think. I'll get nothing.
No!
Oh!
Tina! So we still need eight counters, Tina. You've got two more to put in.
I think I'm going to stay with drop zone two, because law of averages says it's got to go left sometime, right?
Let's go drop zone two for Tina.
Come on.
Get over.
Go left.
A bit further over. Can we get
come
the double
on,
across?
Come on, get something.
Oh, no, oh, Tina! Tina!
What's happening?
That's crazy.
So, you've put three counters in to drop zone two. You've had nothing out yet. You've got one more counter to put in, one last chance to save yourself in the game. What are you thinking?
I'm going to stay with drop zone two.
Drop zone two for Tina, please. She needs a big drop.
I do need a big drop. Come on, this machine, be nice to me. Oh, it's going to fill the shelf and it didn't sit.
You might get some lateral movement over into drop zone three. But
I'd be screaming now if I was at home.
Flattering.
Yeah. Come on, let's get a nice, decent shove and a few here. Yeah, OK.
Oh, got a few.
We're looking for eight.
Give us a few. Oh. Oh, it's going to be close.
Tina, you needed eight to draw level. That's seven across the tipping point. You've just missed out. £350, and when we take that from the machine and put it into your bank, you'll see just how close it was. But at the end of the round, Andy is leading with £1,650. Messer scrapes through with £1,000. Just Tina, I'm afraid, with £950. We have found your tipping point. Of course, you have won your day out at the aquarium and your hotel stay.
Yes,
as well.
I forgot about that.
Thanks for playing, Tina.
Thanks, Ben.
So it's Andy and Messer who'll be going head to head after the break for the right to play for our £10,000 jackpot. See you in a couple of minutes. Welcome back to Tipping Point. Just two players remain, Andy and Messer. Very well done to both of you for getting this far. Time to find out which of our contestants will be taking on the machine for our £10,000 jackpot. In this round, you're each going to be asked three questions alternately. On your question, you can choose to answer or you can pass it to your opponent. If you give me a correct answer, you put your counter into the machine. If you give me a wrong answer, your opponent puts the counter into the machine. Whoever has the most money at the end of this round is today's winner and we'll be playing for £10,000. So, Andy, you are leading, so it's your choice. Do you want to go first or would you like Messer to take the first question?
I think Messer can take the first question.
OK, so, Messer, first question for you. In what type of tree did King Charles II hide following the 1651 Battle of Worcester? Now, you can pass if you're not sure.
I'm going to have a guess, although it's an educated guess. It's got to be a big one if you're going to be hiding in it. It's my thinking. Whether that's right or wrong, you know, he's not going to be hiding in a little pear tree, is he? So, I'm going to say oak tree.
OK, fairly Andy, large. What would you say?
I didn't actually know the answer to that question, so I would have guessed with oak tree.
Let's find out. Did King Charles II hide in an oak tree? He did indeed.
Well, come on.
Well done. Get in. Right then, Messer. Where are you going to go?
I tell you what, I'm going to go one, please.
Drop zone one?
Drop zone one, please, yeah.
Light it up, please. Right-hand side for that cluster, left-hand side. Which can I go for you?
Come on, come on.
Oh, what about there? Is that anywhere near
drop
it?
Drop it off. Oh, so close.
So close.
So far.
But certainly not close enough. Andy, here comes your first question. Detectives Thompson and Thompson are regular characters in which comic book series? You can pass this if you're not sure.
Thompson and Thompson. I think they're the ones that wear the bowler hats, the twins, with the moustaches. I think they did a film about it as well, and he's got a little dog. Is it Tintin?
Come with Tintin. Let's find out. Is the answer Tintin? Yes, The Adventures of Tintin. Well done, Andy.
Thank you.
Now, where are you going to put this counter?
Drop zone one, please,
okay,
Ben.
OK, load up drop zone one for Andy. Oh, just rolled away.
That's going to feel like a flat.
Is it going to be flat? It is.
It will be sideways.
And what are we going to get? Can you get that black counter over?
Hopefully. Oh.
No.
Oh.
Gosh. So, Andy, you draw a blank from the machine. You just stack that shelf a little bit fuller. Mess up, back to you. Time for your second question. In the UK government department HMRC, what does the C stand for? You can pass this if you're not sure.
I'm going to pass this one.
He's going to pass it over.
I'm going to pass.
Right then, Andy's passed it over. HMRC, do you know what
HMRC,
it means?
HMRC, Her Majesty's, I want to say, customs.
So, Messer, you've passed it to Andy. He's come up with customs. Is that the right answer? Yes. Her Majesty's Revenue and Customs.
Revenue.
Our friend's the tax man. Andy.
Right then, I'm going to go drop zone one.
Oh, hold on. An ambient drop there, but you're out of play, so they will have to be voided from the machine. So, Andy, you can change your mind.
Right then. I want that little cluster there, so I'm going to go drop zone one, please.
OK, load up drop zone one, please. We still need it on that right, don't we?
Come on.
Yes. Just about there.
Push them over.
Can you get them? Is that going to scupper your chances? Oh, no, still nothing.
Never mind.
Andy, nothing for that drop for the count you stole from Messer. Crucially, keep control, though. Time for your second question. Mount Snowdon, the highest peak in Wales, is located in which national park? Again, if you're not sure, you can pass it.
I've got a word in my head. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it properly, so I'm going to pass it.
OK, Messer, have you got any idea?
I'm drawing a complete blank. I'm sorry.
We need an answer of some sort, though, I'm afraid.
OK. The Andes.
So we're going to go with the Andes. Andy, what were you thinking? What was the word you couldn't quite pronounce?
Snowdonia National Park.
Snowdonia. Let's find out. Messer, our firefighter, he thinks that Mount Snowdon...
Oh, I'm going to get ripped.
..is in the Andes. Is that right? It was Snowdonia.
Snowdonia.
Your mates are going to love that one.
Oh, God.
Andy, put another counter in the machine here.
Beautiful. Right, I still want that cluster there. OK. And I'm going to go back to drop zone one, please,
OK,
Ben.
Fire up drop zone one. Another rapid drop.
We've
had nothing out in this round so far, over the tipping point. Could get a few now.
Go on, push him over.
Oh, hello. Two across the tipping point there for you, Andy. That's £100. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. That takes you up to £1,750. So, Messer, we come to you for your third and final question. What is the name of the classic children's game that involves removing plastic straws without disturbing marbles? You can pass this to Andy if you're not sure.
I used to play this a lot, I think, so I think I know it.
OK.
So, yeah, I'm going to take it.
You're going to play it? OK, yeah. What's your answer?
Was it Kaplunk?
Let's find out. If you're right, Messer, it's a counter for you, and there was a lot of money that could drop. Is the answer Kaplunk? Yes, it is!
Come on. Back in the game.
Right, Messer, let's put a counter in this machine and get you some money.
OK. I'm going to go two, please. Drop zone two.
Line up drop zone two for us, please.
Thank you.
OK. Need it on the left, ideally, don't we?
Yeah.
And you could bring that double into play as well, with one counter left.
Get over. Get over.
Oh.
No! Come on!
That was a kaplunk.
Come on.
Get the one. OK.
Hover.
That's one. It's not going to be enough just yet. £50 across the tipping point, though. We'll take it and put it into your bank. So that takes you up to £1,050. Andy, we come to you for your third and final question.
OK.
The 1998 recipe collection entitled How to Eat was the first book by which TV cook? You can pass this if you're not sure.
There's so many chefs out there. I wouldn't actually know the answer. Passing, because I don't know the answer.
Messer. Andy's passing because he's not sure.
It was big in 98. Delia Smith. You know what? I'm going to go Delia Smith.
OK.
I'm going to regret that, innit?
Let's find out. Have you stolen this last counter? If you have, it's your last chance to try and win through to the final. If you haven't, Andy, you're going to be playing for £10,000.
Come on. Good
grief. How to Eat. Was that the first book by Delia Smith? Nigella Lawson. Nigella Lawson
in the
end. Yeah.
Lovely.
She is.
Yes.
Messer, I'm afraid that means you're going to be going home.
Not a problem.
Andy, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
You are our winner. You get to put one more counter into the machine as well in this round.
Right. I'm going to go with Drop Zone 2, please, Ben.
OK, load up Drop Zone 2 for us, please. Get it on the left, get it on the left. Oh, is that far? I'm not sure that's far enough for the double, is it? Get the black one there.
Over.
It's
going to
give that space, isn't it?
Yeah,
Might get that
fill
one.
It up. Push it. Yeah. Oh, he's hanging.
So there's nothing more to add from the last drop in that round. The scores, there's they are. Andy is our winner with £1,750, which means, Messer, I'm afraid, with £1,050, we have found your tipping point. Thanks for playing.
No problem. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Congratulations, Andy. You are today's winner. In a few moments, I'm going to ask you to put this jackpot counter into the machine. It's just a little bit bigger, but it is a whole lot better. So if you can get it out again, you're going to go home with £10,000.
Beautiful.
Can Andy master the machine by finding its £10,000 tipping point? We'll find out after the break. Welcome back to the final part of Tipping Point. Andy is our winner today. He's managed to get himself £1,750. Well done.
Thank you.
How are you feeling?
All right, yeah. I'm happy, really happy now.
You've done a great job,
Thank
Andy.
Thank you very much.
Here you are, stood in front of our machine. You've already got yourself £1,750, which is very nice.
Thank you.
We'd love for you to go home with £10,000,
though. Yes, I would love to as well.
What would you do with the money if you were to win it?
We're going on a family holiday. Got my two kids and my wife, so we're doing the old Disney things at the moment, so, yeah. Love to go on a family holiday.
Well, look, Andy, fingers crossed we can help that happen right now.
Thank you very much.
It's time to find out whether Andy's going to win our £10,000 jackpot. In a few moments, I'm going to ask you to put the jackpot counter into the machine. All you have to do to go home with £10,000 is get it out again. And here's how you're going to do it. I'm going to show you six question categories. For each category, you can choose to play one, two or three counters into the machine. The more counters you play for, the harder the question's going to be. But, of course, the more counters you win, the easier it should be to get the jackpot counter out. Don't forget, we've still got one double counter in there. It doesn't have any effect on the jackpot counter, but it does still apply to all the other counters, so it's worth keeping your eye on, because if you don't manage to claim the jackpot, you'll still win money on any other counter that falls for you into the win zone during the same game. What we want you to do, though, is go home with £10,000. OK?
Yep.
First thing we need to do is put the jackpot counter into the machine. What are you thinking?
Thank you. When me and my wife watch this at home, we've always said that we'd never go for the edges. So I'm here. I'll be under orders. If I put it on the edge, it'll be end of me.
Two or three, then?
I'm going to go with Drop Zone 2.
OK. On orders of the missus, we're going for Drop Zone 2, please. Now, then, let's see.
This drops fast, doesn't it?
It does come down. So just be ready. Get your timing absolutely bang on and we'll be laughing. OK, just your second time into Drop Zone 2 today. And we've got a couple here.
Some counters over, don't we?
Nice. We'll take that.
Yeah,
£50 across the tipping point. Let's add that in. We're up to £1,800. Jackpot counter is nice and flat. We're looking good. Let's have a look at the categories. Sports, history, quotes, geography, animals, food and drink.
Right.
You can play them in any order you like. So when you're ready, if you want to give me your first one, and for how many counters?
Two counters for sport, please. Get that out of the way.
Just get it out of the way. Yeah. Two counters for sport, please. In golf, dance floor is a slang term for which part of the course? Fairway, bunker or green?
I wouldn't say it were bunker. That's out, innit? Fairway, ball travels over the fairway. I would actually go for the green. That's where everybody stands, that's where you're going to do your work, that's where you're going to put the ball in the hole. So I would go for green.
Let's line up green, please. Is the answer green? Yes. Stick it on the dance floor.
Yes.
That's what they say.
Right, I didn't know
land
that.
Land it on the dance floor. Two counters for you here, Andy.
I'm going to go with Drop Zone 2.
Light up Drop Zone 2, please. There was a lot of money there, isn't there? Come on, guys.
Oh, it's rolled away.
OK. We'll not worry about the jackpot. Let's get some money here. Nice. Push big that shove on the double,
double counter
two.
Over.
Oh! Okay. Nice drop. Nine counters with your first drop. Right. Not too bad, that. No. £450 goes in. We're up to £2,250. Got one more to put in.
Beautiful. I'm going to go drop zone two again.
OK, light up drop zone two. Here we go. There, yeah, there, there.
That's where we want it.
We're on it.
I'm going to push that one over.
Right on it. Yeah, and take a few more here.
Double counter over the edge.
Oh! Another three there, Andy. Another £150 goes into the bank. We're up to £2,400. We've got the jackpot counter on the edge of the top shelf. We're looking good. Let's go back to the categories.
Right, I don't know nothing about quartz. I'm going to save a few of the others, but I will go for quartz for two counters, please.
Okay. We'll have a quotes question for two counters, please. Car manufacturer Henry Ford reportedly said that people could buy his Model T in any colour so long as it's what? Red, white or black?
Red, I'm not so sure about red. Black. I mean, a lot of cars at the moment are white anyway, aren't they? It's an easier colour to make, I presume. So I'm going to go with white, please.
White, your final answer?
Yeah, please.
OK, let's light up white, please. The car manufacturer Henry Ford, he made the Model T, and you could have it in any colour so long as it's white.
Oh, I don't know that much about cars.
OK, let's not worry about that one. We didn't know about quotes, did we?
No. Nope.
So we weren't expecting much. Let's go back to the categories.
I do like geography, so I'm going to go three counters on geography, please.
All right. Geography for three counters, please. The Republic of Montenegro has a coastline on which sea? Adriatic, Black or Caspian?
Right. I'm just going to have a guess at this one. OK. So I'm going to guess with Adriatic.
Should we light it up?
Yeah, Adriatic, please.
The Republic of Montenegro. Does it have a coastline on the Adriatic Sea? It does.
Oh, beautiful.
Used to be part of Yugoslavia.
Right.
Well, look, we've got three counters. That's what we needed.
Beautiful.
Drop zone two.
Drop zone two, please, Ben.
Light it up, please. Okay, that's going to come for that double. Oh, is it going to slide away slightly?
I want to save the double counter for when there's a lot more going on.
I agree, yeah, absolutely. That's two across the tipping point, so £100 goes in, that's £2,500. Two to go.
Yep, drops on two again, please.
Fire up, please.
Fill that gap up there.
Yeah, where's that going to shove? Is it going to shove the black one? Oh, this one goes round it.
I need to put another one at the back of that now, do I?
Right behind it, yeah. One more to go.
Yep.
Drop zone two.
Drop zone two, please.
Fire up, please.
Roll.
There,
that's where we wanted it. Push it over, push it over.
Split them. Splits them like that. So we collect a few here.
Yep.
Nice. Another four across the tipping point.
Thank you.
So that's another £200 we can add in. So it's £2,700. We've got the jackpot counter just peeking over the top shelf. OK, let's go back to the categories.
I'll go food and drink for three counters.
OK. Food and drink for three counters, please. Which of these food products was introduced into Britain commercially in 1930? Sliced bread, potato crisps or digestive biscuits?
Potato crisps, I reckon, were probably more recently. Digestive biscuits, I reckon, were more recently. Bread, I mean, they'll have been bread for years and years and years, but slicing bread in a manufacturing process, yeah, I reckon it'd be sliced bread.
Should we light that one up?
Yeah, sliced bread, please.
OK, we're going to take sliced bread, please. Three counters this would be. Is the answer sliced bread? Yes, it is.
Thank you very much again.
OK, so, three to go.
Drop zone two, please,
Light
Ben.
It up, please.
Oh, wrong side. Gone to the left.
Yeah.
We'll get some
shift them towards
counters
the edge.
Over
we
the edge
set
there.
That shelf up. It's a bit sparse, isn't it? OK, two to go.
Yeah, we'll go on drop zone two again, please,
OK,
Ben.
Light up drop zone two, please. There, that's
yeah,
okay.
That's where we want it.
Right, now get on it, though.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Oh.
You see what it's doing, isn't it?
It's
finding the path of least resistance.
Yes.
Okay, one more to go.
Drops on two again.
Fire up two for us, please. There. Oh. Now stop.
Okay. I don't want that to ride.
We could do with getting this over.
Let's go flat.
Yeah. Flat. Get enough of a shove. Get it over this time.
Come on. Oh.
Yes. There you go. That's what we needed. I'll take all those as well. Five across the tipping point for us. So another £250. We're up to £2,950. We've got the jackpot counter on the bottom shelf.
Yep.
We can definitely still do this, Andy. Let's have a look at the categories.
Two counters for history, please.
Okay, let's have two counters for history. In October 1947, American Chuck Yeager became the first man to do what? Fly supersonic, swim the Atlantic, or walk in space?
Oh, I follow him on one of the social media sites.
Chuck Yeager?
Yes.
So you know the answer to this?
I think walk in space was the first Russian to walk in space, wasn't he? So, and he definitely didn't swim the Atlantic. So I'm going to go with fly supersonic. 1947, supersonic, yeah.
Should we light it?
Yeah, light it, please.
We're going to take supersonic, please. If you're right, we've got two counters. See how close we are. Is the answer fly supersonic? Yes, it was.
It's a good job I followed him.
You'd like to tell him that he inspired maybe a £10,000 jackpot win.
Maybe.
Great? We could do it now.
I'm going to go drop zone two, please.
Light it up, please. There.
Yes.
Right, there. Where's that going to go? Is that just going to slide behind?
Yeah, I think it's going to split a minute.
Oh. Okay, not to worry. We need to set them up. One more to go. Drop zone two.
Yep, drop zone two, please, Ben.
Light up drop zone two, please.
That's where we want it.
Now it's going to readjust as it hits
hopefully
the other
push
counter.
A few over.
Come that way, come this way. Go on now.
Oh! Sideways.
It just shifted round it, didn't it?
Yeah. 2,950
is where we stay. Double still annoyingly on the edge as well.
Yeah.
We've got one more category, let's have a look. Animals.
I'll go for three counters for animals.
Animals,
for
three, please. The gnu is another name for which animal? Wildebeest, aardvark or buffalo?
I couldn't really tell you between aardvark and buffalo. Part of me inside says get rid of them two, aardvark and buffalo. I want to go with wildebeest. Yeah.
Should we light up wildebeest?
Yeah, light up wildebeest, please.
OK, we're going to light up wildebeest, please. Is it right? Is a gnu another name for a wildebeest? Yes!
Oh! I'm guessing today...
Wildebeest is the Afrikaans name for
it. Right, okay.
Wonderful stuff. Three counters.
Thank
three
you
last
very
chances
much.
Here.
I'll go drop zone two again, please, Ben.
Fire up drop zone two, please. Just between those two now. Come on. Right behind it. There. That's nice. Now we need it.
Push it over. Come on.
Come this way a touch. Come on now. Yeah, that's more like it. Come on now.
Oh.
Oh, well done. We got the double.
Double.
Four across the tipping point, which is £200. We put the 200 in, we're up to 3,150. Of course, we've got the double, so we can double up that drop. Another 200 goes in, we're up to £3,350, and we've got some movement on that jackpot counter.
Beautiful.
Two to go.
Yeah, drop zone two, please.
Fire up, please. That's kind of where
that's
you
where
needed
we wanted it, yeah.
Let's get that silver one over and set up behind it. Come this way now. That's all right, slide behind it there. Oh. Andy.
I'm leaving myself in the right situation, aren't I?
All right, palaver. We've got one more to put in.
Yes. I'll have to go drop zone two, please.
Light up drop zone two, please. Come on now, we want it to go this time so you don't have to answer the question.
The decisions are getting harder and harder.
They are. This is the last easy one you've got. Andy.
Come on.
Andy, is this your £10,000? Andy, it's on it. It's going to go.
Go.
Is this for £10,000? Yeah!
Blaze.
Thank you. Thank you.
I didn't think that we were going to go.
Oh, I didn't want you to have to make that decision.
Thank you.
Jackpot, Andy.
I don't know what else to say. My kids are going to have a lovely holiday now.
£10,000.
Thank you.
Our absolute pleasure. You've been a superstar.
Thank you very much.
We've been thoroughly entertained and really enjoyed your company. What do you think the kids are going to say when you see
them? The wife's going to be suited. I'm suited. Kids are going to love it. They're going to have a great holiday. It's all surreal. It's all, yeah.
Wonderful stuff.
Thank you very much.
So Andy led from round one thanks to a great drop with the double counter. In rounds two and three, he extended his lead even further. And in the final, it was on his lucky 13th counter into the machine that he finally claimed his £10,000 jackpot. You enjoyed yourself, Andy?
I have. It's been a brilliant day. Thank you very much.
Our absolute pleasure. Have an amazing trip.
Thank you very
much. Send us a postcard, Jack.
I will do, yes, don't worry.
So Andy's off with £10,000, off for a holiday in a lifetime with his family. Join us next time when the fate of four more players will hang in the balance on Tipping Point. Goodbye.